This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the great United States of America. Two great radio stations carrying the program right now. Thank you very much. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our wounded warriors here in Tampa participating in the Warrior Games. Thank you to you guys and gals, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the offers we have over there. Now, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Time to talk a little bit about the border situation. I'm going to replay what we set up here before we came on here in the top of the hour closing segment. Now, this is Mark Morgan, who is the acting ICE director, talking about the kids that are coming in here to the country, and it's actually become what some are calling a rent-a-kid program. But anyway, listen to this.
And that's why they're coming, because they know you grab a kid or you come here as a kid by yourself, that's your passport, that's your entry into the United States, and once you get here, no consequences are applied, even if you have a final order by a judge. This has got to change.
Okay. Change it, Commander Denise.
All right. Well, the big thing is that ICE, Border Patrol, was running out of money.
Right.
To the point, I think it's at the end of this month, which is in a handful of days, it was over with. There was no more money.
Yep.
And that's really where they have been operating, certainly for about the last 30 to 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not read either the House version or the Senate version on the $4.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the original House version had a lot of riders in it.
Yep.
That included essentially repealing immigration law, if you will.
Right. Yes.
So the bill passed, a bill passed the House late last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not line up at all with the Senate version.
Mm-hmm.
So they really have 2 days to kind of come together and get this thing done before they go to the 4th of July weekend, and then they're out of money. There is still some chatter that even if they do come together, the White House may veto the bill because it doesn't have, it would not have monies in it for what he calls necessarily infrastructure or, mm-hmm. you know, the barriers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it is really quite remarkable on the House version. I mean, they do have some obvious things in there that need to be there, and that is, you know, soft-sided modular facilities, otherwise known as tenting,
mm-hmm.
For housing, money for food, water, and sanitary items, you know, blankets and, you know, those kind of consumables, medical support, you know, all these other kinds of things. But then, you know, what is particularly interesting is the monies that they are putting in there to have legal services. So we're paying for their lawyers to work against our system.
That's right.
Then we have, you know, money in there for caseworkers, funding for refugee services. The final bill for both of them would be interesting to take a look at to see where we are.
Well, my question would be to the acting ICE director, Mr. Morgan, what do we do to solve it? And here's kind of how he answered that question that a reporter asked.
People need to understand is that's a powerful message we also send. We're going to send these individuals so that all over 90% of the families that came in 2017 still remain here. This year alone, ICE has released into the interior United States over 200,000 families. So if we do not enforce the rule of law with those individuals who've had due process and received a final order of removal, what's the message we're sending? We're sending the message, you grab a kid, that's a U.S. passport, you're going to be allowed into the United States, and then you will never be touched. There will be no consequences. I mean, that virtually means that the border is wide open and there are no consequences if your family comes to the United States. That just goes against the rule of law.
Well, yes, it does, and we found out there's quite a lucrative business going on, rent-a-kid business, I'll call it.
Well, that's part of the business. The other part of the business is paying for the human trafficking, of which most of the money comes here from the United States, which I think it was the RAND Corporation that put out a report that I've mentioned this on your show a couple of times.
Yep.
It came out last month that it's a $3 billion business. So the cartels not only are in the narcotics business, but they're in the human trafficking business.
Sure.
Of which, interestingly enough, Mike Pompeo launched he spoke to the fact that the United States is one of the worst human trafficking countries in the world.
Right.
So it puts us in the same category as, you know, Iran, Saudi Arabia, China, North Korea. So it's a dark world.
Yep.
Now,
you're going to get cut off here, so hang on. All right, hold that thought. All right, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon because we're coming right up on the break, and there goes her mic right there. And here, my mic's going to go next. So I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. I appreciate that. And catch him on many of these same stations starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time today. Now, what do 350,000-plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves, whether it's by the use of a firearm, a knife, a club, a ball bat, a screwdriver, a hammer, or whatever else you're doing. Because guess what? They know that the last person standing will be the first person that gets looked at by law enforcement. And they also know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, if you want to find out more, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and sign up, first of all, for the free gun a day giveaway. You'll see that screen there, and good luck with that. They give away a different gun every day, starting at midnight. The guns roll over, and it's something new. And then they have three levels of membership. And if you decide to become a member and join, you'll have the opportunity to get $474 worth of free stuff as well, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has all kinds of discounts in it, not only for weapons, firearms, ammunition, but also for things like fishing, hunting, RVing, and camping. So there you go. Okay, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check them out, USCCA. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again. Now, you were making a statement about what it was when I played the audio.
Yeah. Here's the deal. We've got failed countries. And the failed countries didn't happen just under the Trump administration. But the memo went out, you know, during the Trump administration so far that, just go to the United States, get yourself, you know, grab a kid anywhere you see him.
Yep.
And that's your passport in. And, you know, Mexico and the United States are actually providing the last mile of the human smuggling operation going on. Okay. But when you have countries like China, Congo, Nigeria, Kenya, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, you know, all of these countries are failed countries.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, it's with that, that tells you that they're coming here for economic asylum. We don't give asylum for economic reasons. And when you have a country that's financially in a tailspin, then other things begin to happen. And that means gangs and corruption and fraud and you know, crimes and all of that, which we clearly are seeing, you know, is happening certainly in Mexico. But, we saw it in, or we're seeing it in El Salvador and Honduras and whatnot. So, one starts the other. Especially as we've seen it in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So I would say that Trump inherited a handful of countries that his State Department, you know, is having to deal with as a result of John Kerry and Hillary Clinton not doing the right thing and soliciting other countries, allied countries, to help out the Congos of the world. So that, you know, we don't have this massive migration problem going on worldwide. And it's going on worldwide, at least of which we tend to forget what we saw in Syria.
Yeah, you are right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just, we haven't handled that piece.
Yep. Now, we have Jay Sekulow, whose program is carried on many of the same stations that are on this network right now that we're on. I will say this. Jay Sekulow yesterday came out and he said the Obama White House's anti-Trump actions have been revealed now with newly received documents. What is this all about? I've not had a chance to see that.
Executive Order 12333. Was actually, if I remember right, it was a Reagan executive order.
Mm-hmm.
And when an executive order is sitting out there, any subsequent president has the ability to amend that executive order.
Mm-hmm.
And so Obama amended this executive order to expand, if you will, the access to classified documents to people in government that did not have the necessary clearances.
Mm-hmm.
And this change, I remember this change pretty well,
mm-hmm.
this change was recommended late in the Obama administration, where Clapper made the case for it to happen. Loretta Lynch signed off on it, all by an order of the Obama administration. Now, what does that really mean? It means people that don't have anything to do with anything can necessarily have access to classified material.
Mm-hmm.
This would necessarily explain then why Samantha Power, who has denied it, by the way, mm-hmm. put in some 30, I forget the number, but some 30 or so requests for unmaskings. She at the time was the UN ambassador.
Right. What's she doing that for? Yeah.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what Jay Sekulow was referring to.
Okay. Now, the presidential debate is about to, for the Democrats, it is about to, what is it, tomorrow night they come on?
Yeah, tomorrow night, the following night.
Yeah, here we go again. Gee whiz, the stuff about the border, the concentration camps. Durbin was on with Mika and Joe, and he didn't use the word concentration camp, but he talked about the deplorable conditions along the border, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But again, here we go. Part of the problem in the country is enforcement. Would you agree? Sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, would you agree?
Well, I mean, there's
okay.
ICE and Border Patrol are trying to enforce.
Now, listen to what the acting listen to what the acting ICE director had to say about this specific subject.
For the American people, ICE is
continuing to do operations every single day. Just in the past couple of days in Texas, ICE apprehended over 52 individuals. The majority of them had additional criminal convictions or charges from assault, domestic violence. So ICE is doing that, and they will continue to do that. But every single time laws like this are passed and law enforcement are prevented from working together, those cities are less safe. I promise you, Mark, every city where they have a sanctuary city, a law or policy where they do not allow those law enforcement entities to work with ICE, that city is less safe.
Now, we know over the weekend that the ICE raids were canceled, correct?
Correct.
We also know that two sanctuary city mayors came out and ordered their police departments not to allow the ICE officials to come in and check the database for information they needed to have, correct?
Correct.
When are we going to charge those people with obstruction?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily charge them with obstruction. In some cases, you might even charge them with accessory to murder.
Okay, yep, because we did, yeah, okay, go on with that, because there were two murderers that were in this list that I saw yesterday.
I haven't been through the list. I have it up, but to do so. But, you know, we've got MS-13, who mm-hmm. kills, and Ken Cuccinelli spoke to this, mm-hmm. who killed a 14-year-old girl, right there in, you know, the Washington, D.C. area.
Yep.
And, you know, ICE tried to go get them. The sanctuary, I mean, Maryland wouldn't allow it.
Right.
And so, he was able to kill his 14-year-old girl. Hello?
Yeah.
So there is a situation, and that's not a new condition.
Nope.
You know, we got rapes where the one guy gets out of jail, and he goes back and rapes the same woman again.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So where are those poor victims? You know, maybe there are, I don't know if you can do a class action suit and put all these mayors, but it goes way above the mayors, because I mean, you've got Maryland, who is a sanctuary state. You've got
right.
California, who's a sanctuary state.
Well, you go after the governor, too.
Well, yeah, I suppose. It's remarkable.
So, with everything that's going on here, and you bring up a very interesting point, because that was big news a couple days ago about that guy that got out, the woman that he raped, he was in jail for, went back right to her and did it all over again. You know, they feel that they're home free, or whatever the words are. I'm not using the right word, I know. But the thing of it is we've got to stop this. And I had a caller in the last hour. I told him, I gave him all the numbers for Washington, D.C. I said, go see your congressman, go see your senator, find out where their local office is, take some people with you, and make some noise.
At least.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. You have yourself a good day and stay cool.
Yes, sir. You too.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Very interesting conversation, and thanks for all the kudos we're getting about the conversations we have. All right. Coming back, another Military Veterans News segment. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Insults fly as Iran says the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. The remark after President Trump imposes new sanctions on the leadership of the Islamic Republic and warns of severe consequences if Iran enriches uranium. The White House named Stephanie Grisham to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders as press secretary. President Trump telling a pool of reporters in the Oval Office,
"She's here, she knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know."
Now, the reason Grisham knows everybody, as the president says there, is that she's been communications director for First Lady Melania Trump. Taking a look now at your money, a down day on Wall Street, the Dow losing 179 points to close at 26,548. The Nasdaq down almost 121 points. The S&P 500 down almost 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Veterans News segment, number two of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, tomorrow we will have Bo Browning, the vice president over there in the admissions department, and he will be on the program. So get your questions ready. We've already got a couple for him. But here's more about the NAA right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, you've heard me talk about them, and you heard me talk about the wounded warriors and everything else that's going on here. And National Aviation Academy definitely is an outfit that if you're going to nowhere, dead-end job, you're not making the kind of money that you think you should be making, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And by the way, they're enlarging the size of their campus, and they're expanding their campus education hours from daytime only to daytime nighttime in the fall, so you might want to get in on that. And also the one in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months down here in Tampa Bay as well as up there in Concord, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I'll repeat that. Unlimited earning potential. It's all based on you and your ability. If you're good at what you do, you're going to make a lot of money very quickly as an aviation maintenance tech. You will be in demand. You will have jobs. You will have more work than you know what to do with if you want things to go that way. Now, I've known aviation maintenance techs that have come out of National Aviation Academy and have lucked out and wound up with a six-figure salary right off the bat because, guess what? They volunteered to go overseas and go to work for a military contractor. Bingo. Gold mine. Half the money you make, forgiven. Don't pay taxes. Bingo. Gold mine. Now, not everybody wants to do that, but you can do it if you want. So check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And give them a call to find out more and schedule a tour while you're at it. 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. That's the National Aviation Academy. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a white gloves treatment. And by the way, if you're going to come down here and visit in Florida, you get a chance to meet Bo, who will be on the program tomorrow morning. Now, our military, and we have by far, ladies and gentlemen, and don't let anybody ever tell you it's time to put them down, we have by far the best military in the world. The world. And I've had the privilege so far the last several days since Saturday of watching some of the best camaraderie in the world with these wounded warriors that are participating in the warrior games. Something to see. And inside the night of a house that created the Iraq War's first living Medal of Honor, we wind up with former Staff Sergeant David Bolavia with a ceremony getting the Medal of Honor. We're basically saving his entire squad. How about that? This is what America is all about. It's what America is all about. And we also have another hero, and I'll call him just that, Chief Petty Officer Edwin Gallagher, who happens to be on trial right now for something that has already been proven that he didn't do, and that's the murder of somebody, an ISIS combatant, young teenager. He didn't do it. The person that did it was the Navy corpsman that was there, and he did it because the young man had injuries that he was going to die from anyway, in his opinion. So we'll see how that all comes out. Now, Special Operations Warfare Operator, First Class Corey Scott, the SEAL who dropped a legal bombshell on two ongoing war crimes cases by confessing on the stand to asphyxiating the Islamic State prisoner of war, will not face any punishment for the death, according to a copy of the immunity statement, which was shared with the Navy Times. He was granted immunity for his testimony, so anything he said could not be held against him. So he admitted to being the one that took the life of the enemy prisoner of war, the ISIS prisoner of war. So therefore, the Chief Gallagher, in my opinion, should be released. But the judge yesterday said no, the trial will continue. So we'll see how all that goes on. By the way, extending the lifespans of existing ships in the Navy using data-driven maintenance efforts is the best strategy for achieving the 355-ship Navy, so says the Naval Sea Systems Command chief engineer. And again, we'll have to we'll just have to see how that all plays out here. Not sure what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. And again, with the situation that's out there, with the situation out there, is all about tomorrow's news tonight, as you well know. A political topic that we're going to talk about is with the colonel when he comes on here in the 5 o'clock hour, is the testimony coming up July 17 with Robert Mueller. The bombshell is going to be released there. Also, the ICE secretary, we're going to get into that again, the new ICE director, and what could happen there as a result of the things that are going on. And we'll just keep it rolling. Now, the Marine Corps just did their largest air assault in a decade. And now they're going to double it. Marines completed the target of the largest air assault performed ever in at least a decade. And the leadership looks to bring them back in some sort of old capacity for future flights. But in coming years, Marine leaders want an assault twice as big, definitely practicing on all the different things that are out there, because you never know what's going to be going to have to happen. Now, something else that we heard from the Marines yesterday is the Osprey aircraft, which is the most in demand and most deployed aircraft Marines have. Nearly 40% of the Marine Osprey's air fleet are not mission capable. Not mission capable. Think about that. Think about that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, a very sad story to report, coming from the National Guard, a U.S. military member who became an American citizen during a 2012 White House ceremony, has been slain along with her two toddlers, and the children's father has been arrested and charged with the killings in New York City. Wow. Now, the defense industry news right now, Lockheed Martin has netted a $16.2 million contract for Virginia-class submarine masts. Now, that means that Lockheed Martin's Rotary and Mission Systems Division, who received this contract, will build elements of the Virginia-class submarines at their location. And by the way, BEE was awarded $90 million to upgrade and maintain the Navy's communications and combat systems, the systems which are embedded within vehicles, watercraft, and specialized communications platforms, integrate command and control and computers and communications with cyber intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance systems, all known as the C-51SR. Well, there you go. Coming up, Chris Markowski will be on the show here, and when we come back from the break, so don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along live from Tampa, Florida. I shall return with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, that's Donna Fiducia. She and her husband Don are listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. And my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our good friends down at Mixon's Roadside Cafe. Now, they are the hidden gem in Bradenton because while everybody knows about Mixon Fruit Farms, you don't know about what's inside, and it's Mixon's Roadside Cafe. You can have a great lunch there. Believe me when I tell you, all their stuff is homemade. They've got great sandwiches in there, from the renowned Cuban sandwich to the grandma's pot roast sandwich to the large and in charge forklift burger. Also, the BLTs there, the die for with a great applewood smoked bacon. And when you get all done having whatever it is you're going to have for lunch, you gotta have the orange swirl ice cream. Gotta have that. Definitely a treat amongst all treats. And the kids, take them with you. Grandkids, kids, they're going to love it. Because Chris Markowski likes orange swirl ice cream, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right, now, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm going through the news and looking at all the different stuff that is coming out there, and all of a sudden pops up on my screen, boom, secrets revealed. Jay Sekulow. Quote, Obama's White House Trump actions revealed in newly disclosed documents. Now, I haven't seen them. I haven't read the story. What do you suppose is going on here now?
I heard about this yesterday, that the things that were going on within the Obama administration, pointed to the fact that they might have been spying on Trump campaign. And this has been around for a while. I mean, didn't seem that long ago, but I guess it kind of was. Remember when Donald Trump came out and talked about his offices in Trump Tower being mm-hmm. bugged? Remember that way back when?
I do.
A lot of these things ended up turning out to be, true. I don't know where this is going to fit into the overall narrative moving forward. I think now Robert Mueller is now agreed to testify.
July the 17th.
Uh-huh. Committee.
Yep.
So that's going to be another circus. Mm-hmm. See how that's going to work out. This is all for, obviously, campaign purposes.
Correct.
He's going to testify in front of a House committee. This is going to definitely open the doors up for a conversation in regards to that Steele dossier as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
One of those be careful what you wish for type of situations.
Yeah, because you know the Democrats are going to go after the words. They're going to pick apart, like the Bill Clinton days. Well, it all depends on what the meaning of the word is, and all that crap. That's what we're going to hear, because they're going to take choice words that Mueller put in his statement and ask him what he meant by it. And he's going to have to say that because he already is on the record for saying it. I stand by what's written in the report. And you are right. You are right. Definitely, absolutely, positively right that this is going to be a spectacle the likes of which we haven't seen.
Yeah, and, like I said, it's going to open up the doors, though, again, for a lot of questioning in regards to the Steele dossier.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's going to be evasive at all in regards to some of these, some of the questions that are going to be presented to him. It's not going to be a good look.
Now, a report also came out yesterday, and I know you haven't heard about this, so I'll just read it to you briefly. Have you ever heard of the National Sheriffs Association?
I've heard of them before, various different, almost kind of like a lobbying group to some degree, no?
Yeah, it's the sheriffs across the country. All their different sheriffs belong to a group, and you are right. They are definitely a lobbying group. However, they also vote, and they also have polls, and they had a poll this week early on, and in it the results were legal pot is resulting in more criminal charges and more traffic accidents. That's from the sheriffs.
It's interesting. I don't know. Did they talk about what type of actual criminal activity?
It's not violent. It's thefts and burglary. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's what I found interesting about the whole legalized pot thing is the fact that where it has been legalized. Especially where the government is selling it, the government taxes it to such a degree that people are continuing to go to buy the illegal pot because it's much, much cheaper. It's been an issue as well. Driving, accidents, that's, interesting too. I don't even know how they would they conduct tests. How do they go about conducting?
Well, they do it's got to be, with marijuana, they can do it, I believe, with the breathalyzer because it'll show up when they do a blow, but they got to do a blood test.
Blood test, okay.
Yeah, it's got to be in their system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I didn't realize that one of the thefts people was stealing money so they can buy pot, I guess. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that probably always went on, but I guess there's an uptick. Interesting.
Yeah, that would appear to be it. Many people, I guess, don't have the money, and that's where they're stealing things. And I am talking folks to Chris Markowski, to Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com to find out more. Okay, finally, something that you and I are both near and dear to, and that is the 9/11 Victims Funding Bill. Yesterday, Kirsten Gillibrand, I guess she's decided to become the mouthpiece for them, came out and said that the Senate has the votes to pass the 9/11 Victims Funding Bill. Well, of course they do. They had it all the time.
Yeah, well, again, this is the ability to, there's been a lot of grandstanding in regards to this, too, and finger-pointing. And
Chuck Schumer was holding it up. It was Chuck Schumer holding it up.
Yeah, and you had John Stewart up there as well. And again, politicians are always looking at these things to try to get themselves their picture in the paper to some degree. This is a no-brainer. It always has been a no-brainer, and hopefully get this done sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and John Stewart will be in town for the closing ceremonies of the Warrior Games here in Tampa come Sunday night. Now, gold is just, and I'm sitting here and I'm watching this, you know, it's trading again, six-year high. Iran seems to be boosting a little bit more sale of gold. Am I wrong?
Well, the sale of it. I know that Venezuela, there's been some stories of Venezuela trying to get a lot of their gold out of the country and
right.
Send it to Africa and had it melt down because they just need the currency. Yeah, there's money flows in various different directions from time to time. It is what it is. I mean, there was talk of the Fed lowering interest rates. You're going to see some of that flow into precious metals and commodities. So it's nothing new. You got to take a look at the long-term performance, and it's just, you know, it's up a little bit, you know, bouncing around for a period of time. Again, be very, very careful, people out there, because you're going to start seeing a lot of commercials on the air now talking about, oh, gold just hit a new high, or it's up over a certain amount, so you better get in now before it goes to, you know, some ridiculous number. You got to be careful with that stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what else you're seeing, starting to see commercials about, and that's this cryptocurrency and the fact that they're creating what's called a, quote, central bank. And guess who now joined that central bank? Stephen Moore.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I kind of avoid all that stuff like the plague. I really do. I don't understand how it works. It's a wild, wild west. And it's utter pure speculation.
Yeah, and like somebody told us, I believe it was yesterday, it could be worth $1,000 or more dollars one day, and two or three days later you're down to $200 or $300.
They said, but yep. Funny money. Avoid it.
Now, the all-time record low unemployment is continuing to be obvious for all of us to look at. Black unemployment way down, Latino unemployment way down. The only thing that hasn't gone down as much as it should have is the youth unemployment, you know, for the kids that come out of school.
Yeah.
Now, they're graduating from colleges, and again, I think it has to do with liberal arts, making about $11,000 less than what they used to make with a standard college degree.
Well, listen, you know, you don't need, more businesses nowadays are starting to say, listen, you don't have to have that college degree to get a job. And that's, I think that's fantastic. I really do. I've been trying to get this to parents' head for a long, long time here on the program. I know everybody wants their kid to go off to college, but make sure your kid's going off to college, for a reason. No longer a 4-year party here. You got to go there for a reason.
Take some business courses.
Not just business, but science and engineering. And you got to have a reason for going. That's the case.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And I look forward to talking to you again. And we'll be listening to your podcast today. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Thank you, sir.
You got to have a good one.
All right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. He puts out a daily podcast, and he's all across the country in over 200 stations on the weekend. I'll be right back with more. And Colonel Jim Warshak is going to be on coming up right after the top of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.